As we look at the topic of oppression and consider the heart of the Lord in this matter, one of the things that is needful to keep in mind is to examine our own hearts and consider whether we ourselves can be found guilty of oppression. So the Bible speaks a lot about releasing and freeing the captives and the oppressed, and the Old Testament is full of warnings and dire prophecies against those who oppressed and were people of violence and so forth. And I want to look at an example of someone who fell into this oppression, even though he had been a deliverer for many years, and that is King David. I find it interesting that one of the first things that we know of David is, according to his own testimony, he delivered a lamb from a lion or a bear and defeated it. So this is the picture of a deliverer who helps the helpless oppressed from their oppressor. And then, of course, we have the story of Goliath, David and Goliath, where the Philistines were the oppressors, and Goliath, as a representative of that army, making his bold statements there, and David coming in then as a deliverer and freeing Israel. And then, of course, that continued on with David both facing oppression and laboring as a deliverer and in freeing his country from the oppression of the Philistines and the surrounding nations. And time went on, and we come to the story then of David and Bathsheba, where David himself began to take advantage. And this is, of course, the mark of an oppressor, is that he takes advantage and makes decisions and choices based on what is right for him or what is most pleasing to himself. And he did this most grievous thing in killing one of his own mighty men, having him killed by the hand of the Ammonites, and then taking his wife after he had been committing adultery with her, or however the situation was. It says that he took her. And then we have this prophet Nathan coming to David, and David and Nathan, he must have been inspired by the Lord. He must have had a word from the Lord. And he told David a story of oppression. He said, "There were two men in one city, one rich and the other poor. The rich man had exceedingly many flocks and herds, but the poor man had nothing except one little ewe lamb which he had bought and nourished. It grew up together with him and with his children. It ate of his own food and drank from his own cup, and lay in his bosom. It was like a daughter to him. And a traveler came to the rich man, who refused to take from his own flock and from his own herd to prepare one for the wayfaring man who had come to him. But he took the poor man's lamb and prepared it for the man who had come to him." Just a classic, an amazing story of oppression, taking advantage and oppressing the poor. And of course, David then still saw himself as a deliverer who is quite qualified, and felt quite qualified to pass judgment on the oppressor. And he passed a very harsh judgment on him. The law, according to the law, he was to restore fourfold. And David pronounced that upon him. Plus, he said the man who has done this shall surely die. He's very angry. And so Nathan said, "You are the man. You are the oppressor." Of course, he didn't use those words, but this is basically what he pointed out, that all that the Lord has given him, and he then did this grievous thing and killed Uriah, one of his mighty men, and took his wife. And he received a severe punishment for that. So the lesson then for today is that oppression is never far from us. Either we may be under it, or may it not be that we are the oppressor. We need to repent if we are an oppressor to those that are under us. And if we are, and then God's will is for us to be a deliverer, as one who intercedes for the oppressed. God's will for us is to sacrifice ourselves in order to help the poor, the needy, and help them from the oppression. So, of course, we could go into a lot of detail, but that would get a little time-consuming. So I trust that if you seek this out, search this out, and seek God's will, he will reveal to you what is needed. And the Lord will bless the honest heart. Be blessed.